Hi everyone, and welcome to the Say As It Is with Pete podcast series. I'm Pete, your host, and each week I will bring you some frank and honest conversations covering various topics from learning and development, apprenticeships, funding, HR, strengths, recruitment, ESG, well-being, ED&I, employability, and much, much more. So let's get this week's episode underway and say as it is.
Everybody, and welcome to another episode of Say As It Is with Pete, and welcome to season four. A little bit late than normal. Season four is now live, finally. So welcome, everybody, and thank you so much for listening to seasons one to three. And I'm still getting great messages and stuff from people from previous seasons. And from those messages, the focus for this season, season four, is around recruitment, because people are asking me for more advice and guidance on recruitment. So you know what? We're going to dedicate 10 episodes in this season to recruitment. And we will reflect on some previous podcasts, but also some current trends, insights, advice, guidance for you in, you know, finding work, what to do, why looking for work, if you're out of work, what to do, various things. So that's what we're going to focus on over the next 10 episodes before we wrap up. So the 10 episodes are going to wrap up season four before we move on to season five. So yes, welcome everybody. It's great to have you back again, and thank you for listening as always. So the topic that I want to dive into today is reshaping the workplace across the UK and beyond. It's called boomerang hiring. That's right. Employers are welcoming back former staff in record numbers right now, and it's changing the game for recruitment, retention, and company culture. So let's unpack what's driving this trend at the moment, what it means for both employers and employees, and why it might just be the future of work. So what is boomerang hiring? That's a big question, right? We have to ask that. So let's start with the basics. Boomerang hiring is a practice where rehiring employees who previously left an organization. So that's what you're doing. So the employer is bringing back the ex-employee. So maybe they've left for any opportunity, a career break, or personal reasons, but now they're coming back. You thought you got rid of that work colleague. Nope, they're coming back. So the numbers behind the trend, and this is interesting because I've been looking at this, and looking at boomerang hiring, it isn't just a quirky HR fad right now. It's a serious trend with big numbers behind it. So according to the ADP payroll data, boomeranging employees made up 35% of all new hires in March 2025, up from the 31% a year earlier. So in the UK, research from Robert Half reveals that 83% of HR directors are now more open to rehiring former employees than they were 3 years ago, and only 7% are opposed to the idea. That's interesting. And in large UK companies, nearly half, so about 49% of HR directors have successfully rehired a former employee. So as Nella Richardson, ADP's chief economist, puts it, we're seeing that the workers, the grass may not always be greener somewhere else, so they are looking to return to former employers. And we know that saying, come on, you know, when people either go, oh, the grass isn't always greener on the other side, you know, you've got it great here, probably you have. So people go off and then they find out they're leaving, they want to come back. Well, hence this term boomerang hiring. So obviously, and the numbers talk for themselves. So if 83% of HR directors are saying, yes, we're going to consider coming back, and 49% of HR directors have took back staff or ex-employees, that's saying something. So you might be heading back to an old employer sooner than you think. So let's look at this a little bit more. So why are boomerang hires on the rise? So let me break it down into some key drivers for you. So top of the list, skills shortages. always comes up in recruitment is skills shortages. And every industry, there's a skill shortage. So ongoing skills gaps are forcing companies to look beyond the traditional talent pools. So boomerang hires bring proven skills and often new experiences gained elsewhere. So where someone has gone off to do a new job and they're not enjoying it, they've learned all these new skills sets, you know, mindsets, what have you, and they can actually bring them back to you as an employer. And that's another valid aspect for an employee who is boomeranging back to their old employer, is you can take something back to your employer. Okay. It's cost efficiency. So onboarding and training new hires is expensive, and we know this, but boomeranging employees are already familiar with the company systems, the culture, and so that slashes the cost of onboarding costs and reduces time and productivity, because they already know the processes, the culture, the people, the way it works. Unless there's been major changes from when they left to when they returned, there's not a lot to do. So it makes it a lot more streamlined, right? But obviously they have to redo the company induction. It's compulsory. And it puts you as compliant. So there is a cultural fit. So these employees, as I say, already know the ropes. As Phil Sheridan of Robert Half UK says, many firms see value in potential cost savings in allowing employees to expand their experience and skills outside their organization, with a door left open for them to return at a later date. So it's kind of saying, okay, you can go, but you can always come back. Yeah. So retention, big thing for employers is retention. So boomerang hires tend to stick around longer if they're chosen to come back. It's usually for the right reasons. So better alignment with company values, leadership, or culture. So again, retention, if they're coming back, you can retain them. Yeah. So boomerang hiring in action. So the UK perspective, this is quite fun to look at actually. So the UK job market is embracing boomerang hiring, especially in high growth sectors like fintech and biotech, hospitality. So here's how it's playing out. So flexible work and career growth. So there's more flexible arrangements and career progressions are being some of the biggest motivators for returning staff. Strategic talent management. So companies are building robust talent pipelines by keeping the door open for former employees, making the workforce planning more sustainable because you are opening the door. Certainly in hospitality, we know a lot of people in hospitality go away during the summer season because they're going to friends, or they're not going to friends, but they're going back home to do things at home. They resign, they leave, but we leave the door open because we know in a month or two they're going to come back, because some Eastern European workers in hospitality don't go on holiday for 2 weeks. They go for 4 to 6 weeks. Mamma mia. And they normally go during the summer and during Christmas. So you kind of leave the door open, and it's in our busiest season, so we have to come other ways. But yes, the people that do leave, they do get taken back because you're pulling on those skills and experiences, and it builds your talent pool. So large versus small companies. So when I looked at this, 49% of large UK companies have rehired former staff, compared to 36% overall. So there's only 4% of large firms say they wouldn't consider it. So that's a various 12% of small entrepreneurs have said that. So look, it's varied. You know, you may not take someone back due to performance issues, what have you. We're not saying you should take everybody back as a boomerang hire. But those good employees that left, if they're coming back, snap them up. But also, when you snap them up, I am going to say something later about this, but I won't say now. But when you snap them up, there's got to be a good package, right? And we'll talk about that in a minute. So what's the benefits to the employers? So, you know, there is a benefit to an employer. So it's a faster wrap up. So for the employer, boomerang hires hit the ground running thanks to their familiarity with the company's processes, cultures, values, visions, etc. Their proven track record. So employers know what they're getting because that person's already worked for you. And these are people with a history of success within your organization. There's a fresh perspective element. So as I say, returning employees bring new ideas and skills from the time they've been away, which can be a driving innovation tool to the business. And it's a reduced risk. So there's less uncertainty compared to hiring someone brand new. Because if you employ someone brand new, you know, there's a probation period, they may not perform, you've got all this training to do, there's a risk of providing all this training, it doesn't work out, you've got to rehire. But whereas if you've got somebody coming back, they already know everything. So the risk is minimal. So let's look at this now from the employee's perspective. This is the main thing. So employers, yes, there's benefits to you taking people back on the boomerang hire. But what about the employee's perspective? The one that's boomeranging back into your business, right? So you, the employee, you're going back, right? So why do employees return? And here we go. So it's about leadership and culture. So sometimes it's not about the money or the title, as one recruiter put it. So they said leadership matters more than flashy lights, culture matters more than the pizza parties, and their growth isn't always a straight line. We welcome them back. So career progression. So employees often leave for an advancement not available internally. They gain new skills and then they return for a better role. So they're finding that they're not getting what they want. They can't grow their career or gain the experience in the role that they're wanting to do and go into. So they leave, they get that skills, knowledge and behaviors, and then they come back again. And it's a team connection. So the chance to rejoin a team that they liked is also a big draw, because they're going back to people they know and they're used to knowing. So it's perfect, right? So what are the potential pitfalls and how can we avoid them in boomerang hiring? Because there must be pitfalls, right? You can't just say, oh, boomerang hiring is the fix to all recruitment needs. We'll take every ex-employee back. No. You've got to think of the pitfalls. So there are going to be some pitfalls to boomerang hiring. It isn't without its challenges. And this is what I was going to talk about. Salary expectations. So returning employees may expect a higher pay reflecting their new skills and experience. And trust me, you need to check what the going salary is for that role in market. Because they're going to know and they're going to come and tell you. You want that employee back. Pay a decent salary, yeah? Give them a decent salary. Give them a good package, yeah? Because they're coming back. They're going to dig you out the shit. They are the most valuable asset to you. I know it's corny saying, you know, they're part of the family, or, you know, they are our asset. Our people are our asset. Well, that person is your asset. That person's coming back. That person left you and you need them. Now they're back. Keep them. Give them good salary expectation. Give them something better, because if they go for a similar job and they've learned some new skills, knowledge and behaviors elsewhere, they've gained another qualification, for example, or extra qualifications, but they know that that job pays better at that last employer, but actually they prefer you, they're going to ask for you to kind of match that in some way. So seriously think about it. And I know we've got all these increases in national insurance, etc., but consider a better salary package, please. You have to, as an employer. And then to the employee going back, take the evidence, show what the current salaries are. Negotiate. It's always good to negotiate. So integration is another thing. So not every return is seamless, we know this. So organizations need to ensure that returning staff feel generally welcomed back and valued, not like they're coming back with their tails between their legs. Welcome them back. They've gone away. They've come back with new knowledge, skills, behavior. So don't say, oh, see, told you the grass isn't always greener on the better side. Told you to come back with your tail between your legs. See, it wasn't great, was it? See, now you're back here again. Don't do that. Embrace their return. Yeah, be positive about it. Because if you're not, it could be seen as you're just being rude towards them. And you know what? That's not a great start when you bring someone back. So company evolution. So both the company and the employee have changed. So you've got to remember that. So it's critical to have honest conversations about expectations and fit. So, you know, as I say, someone can disappear for a while and the culture and things have changed, you know, so you've got to make sure that you set those expectations out from the start, that culture, that fit, those visions, values, missions, whatever they are, and set them out from the beginning again. So there's that clear transparency and honesty. Transparency and honesty are two key values I believe in, and you need to be transparent and you need to show honesty. Okay. So do it. So some kind of quotes to remember on this one as well, which I was looking at. So let's recap some of those quotes. So the growing acceptance of boomerang employees emphasizes the increasing fluidity of the job market. And that's Phil Sheridan from Robert Hole UK. Boomerang hires are the cheat code, not because the grass wasn't greener on the other side. They left for a new adventure. They evolved, and so did we. And that's from a talent acquisition partner I know. And then for workers, the grass may not always be greener someplace else. So they're looking to return to familiar or to a former employers. And that was by Nella Richardson, APD. So again, to kind of recap those figures. So the statistics at a glance is that boomerang hires, you know, or new hires for March 2025 was 35%, which is pretty interesting. So UK directors or UK HR directors who are more open to boomerang hires was a whopping 83%. Large UK companies rehiring former employees was a good 49%, and HRDs citing that they would that it's reduced onboarding costs was 36%. So those figures speak for themselves. Okay, they do. So if you're a HRD, you're an HR professional, you're a CEO, whoever you are listening to this, those are figures you can use. Even if you're a returning employee, use those figures. And you can sit there and go, well, actually, boomerang hires accounted for 35% of you know, new hires in March 2025. But also UK directors are open to boomerang hiring, and that's 83% of HR directors are open to the rehiring process. So that says something. And 49% of, you know, the UK largest companies have taken back ex-employees, and even HRD say that it reduces onboarding costs by 35%. So use those figures in an interview. It's quite impressive. I would, and I will, if I go for an interview. So let's have a bit of a final thought on this one. So what is the future of boomerang hiring? Well, boomerang hiring isn't just a passing trend. It's not. It's a strategic response to a changing workforce. So as companies look for ways to stay competitive, cut costs, and build resilient teams, they value welcoming back proven talent, and it's clearer than ever. So next time you see a familiar face back in your workplace, remember, it's not just nostalgia. It's actually smart business. Okay. So look, guys, thank you for listening to the Sales Is With Pete podcast on boomerang hiring. So if you've got thoughts or lived experiences with boomerang hiring, drop me a message or share your story. So because I'd love to hear, or share this episode with somebody that you know, and let them enjoy it. And as I say, season 4 is going to be another 9 episodes all about recruitment. So stay tuned, keep listening, subscribe if you haven't already. Remember, you can go back and listen to seasons 1-3 on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and wherever you get your podcast from. So until our next episode, speak to you soon.